times on my afternoon commute. How are you doing this chilly day?
Doing well. Just finished an appointment with my dermatologist. Everything looks good. And he keeps cutting chunks out, and he had a nurse, or a doctor, I'm sorry, that was kind of, you know, he's kind of showing her the ropes and stuff. And so she was just there mainly to observe, and she did show him the plate, show her the plate that cut my melanoma off my neck right below my right ear. And so I told her, I said, you should have seen the hammer and chisel he used on that thing. Oh, me. But anyway, you got to have a little bit of humor in the doctor's office.
With having a little humor in the doctor's office, especially, you know, getting some melanoma taken off. So hope you're all right after all that's done.
Yeah, they evidently they must have caught it early, and he didn't see any problem with it when he found it. I mean, just, you know, so they went ahead and took it off. Of course, they sent it off to pathology, and so, but everything's good. Yeah, that's the first time I've ever had that. Had a big chunk cut out of the left side of my shoulder. About the size of my thumb, but I forget what that was, some kind of precancer or something or another. And but that was years ago. In fact, the doctor that did that, she's retired now.
A friend from college that came down with melanoma in his 20s, he had a bump under his collarbone, and he just kind of ignored it for several years, and finally went in to get it looked at, and it had already metastasized, and he passed on about 2 years after it. So, yeah, definitely good to catch it early and get it all hacked off before it has a chance to take hold and go places.
Yeah, that, I tell you. Yeah, well, the good Lord was looking out for me, I guess. So what are you up to today?
I'm going to work right now, and then I've got a couple of meetings and calls after I get there, and then another meeting tonight at 8, so it's a long work day for me today.
Well, it sounds like it. Good Lord. When are you going to get be able to work your nap in?
Well, that meeting at 8 will get out around 9, and then I'll just crash after that, so, and then it's up at 4 tomorrow to do it all over again, although I only have that nighttime meeting once a week, so it's not too bad.
Good, I guess. I won't even tell you how many years I've been retired. So, but I'll be honest with you, I miss it. I'd love to be right in the middle of it again, but yeah, it just hasn't worked out. But anyway, so. It's not like I have to work. You know, it's a great thing when you don't need to work, but you want to. Heck, I interview for a position at a church and from Direct Music, and I told them, I said, you won't even have to pay me. I said, I'll just do it for free. I guess they just thought that was weird because they didn't hire me, even though I've got a master's and 40 years experience, over 40.
Well, you're looking forward to a time when we can work because we want to and not because we have to, but for the time being, we have to. And, you know, once we get everything paid off and own our house free and clear and have enough money saved up, you know, we'll be able to, you know, take a step back and then work when we want to, or, you know, at least only work on the things that we want to and enjoy that. But, yeah, got a ways to go still for that.
Well, at least you know there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, for a while there, I didn't think. I figured I'd few jobs, and I figured I'd be working them till the day I died, but because we were just living paycheck to paycheck. My wife was working too. But, you know, I don't know, the good Lord has a way with working things out, and now we're debt free, and I certainly can't complain.
Great when you can get there, but speaking of the wife, she just texted me, wants me to call her, so I'm going to jump out here for a little bit. Dave, it's good talking to you, but maybe I'll be back in time before I get home here. This is WTUJKT.
Called a KP4 CPA Mobile.